The past several weeks, we have been looking at the way that Christ Jesus calls people into his church. We are called out of this world and into God's presence to receive the gift of forgiveness of our sins, which brings us everlasting life. Before we can receive the gift of forgiveness for the sake of the suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus, we need to know that we are sinners. There are two great teachings in the Bible. God gives us his law to curb our behavior, to act as a mirror to show us our sins, and to be a guideline for living according to his good will. The law holds out the promise that we can keep it perfectly, which is false and misleading. We are born in sin, which means that long before we know the difference between right and wrong, we choose the wrong. God gives us his gospel to show us our Savior. Jesus told his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot will pass from the law until all is accomplished." Jesus fulfilled the law on our behalf. When we confess our sins before God, we are forgiven because Jesus bore our guilt on the cross. In turn, we are credited with his perfect obedience. This week, we will begin looking at the righteousness of our faith, that we are declared holy in God's sight, even while we continue to sin, to act against our own desires. May our Lord grant us faith to see our sin and to see our Savior. Amen.